The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bears, what college did Shea Matthews go to?
I don't know.
You remember? He went to Florida. He threw, I believe Shea Matthews also threw the pick six against Alabama when Alabama won the first ever SEC title game and went on to beat Miami in the Sugar Bowl under Gene Stallings. Shea Matthews was playing quarterback and they beat the Niners in overtime of that game. Beat the Niners in overtime. This was, what was that? Oh, baby. But it was basically when the Niners were back and it was the same season when Zach Bronson had to pick six against the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah. Jim Moore Sr. came out and said, playoffs? You want to talk about playoffs?
I think it was 0-1.
Yeah, maybe 0-1.
Like you're right. I mean, Zach Bronson, Lance Schulters. I mean, those were my guys.
Dude. Bronson had seven picks that year.
Jamie Winborn.
Seven picks, but the Bears came back and won that game at Old Soldier Field. And what I remember about that on the Fox broadcast, I had a little tear because the Niners had some dark days. And there was a random Niner fan in Chicago with a sign that said, the Niners are back. The Niners are back. And I was like, hell yeah, we're back. And they end up losing it overtime in that game.
When I think of the Bears, though, there's one incident in particular that I constantly think about. Tampering with Lance Briggs. I wanted Lance Briggs to be a Niner so bad.
He wanted to be a Niner.
I know. And yeah, I know. You're laughing because it's so absurd. The Niners basically, I think they got stripped of a second or third round pick for tampering with Lance Briggs.
Third round pick.
It's just not good. God. So many moments with the Bears. Brandon Marshall, first ever game at Levi's.
It was a fifth rounder.
Fifth rounder. Okay, maybe in my mind it was a higher pick.
Brandon Marshall, three touchdowns against Jimmy Ward as Jimmy Ward plays slot corner.
The one arm catch, so sweet. Yeah. So many moments, Niners, Bears.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got Warrior Talk, shameless shout out, 745. Warriors get the big win over the Rockets. We'll continue to roll on that. But however, how are people feeling about Caleb Williams? If I asked you, Niner fans, 888-957-9570, what future are you betting on over the next 3 years? I said you could have Caleb or Brock. Who you taking? Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy. Who you taking over the next 3 years? 888-957-9570. Plus, got a lot of Warrior talk today, man. They're taking on the T-Wolves today, so a quick turnaround for the Golden State Warriors as they snap their five-game losing streak. Don't forget to tune in to Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity Stream Sports, from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff.
Is there a certainty that Ghost will be able to play again this season?
I mean, I'm not God, but I think he's got a chance to play this week. So I would think that would lead to getting a better chance each week.
All right. Hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shaq.
I like that. So when somebody asks me, who's going to win Roast of the Year? I'm just going to say, only God knows. My answer to it.
Thanks, Tupac.
Bonte, you're doing great.
Who's going to be at the Doobie Awards? Only God knows. Will Tony from Oakland be at the Doobie Awards? Only God knows. Will BPA be at the Doobie Awards? God knows. Will Shasky and Bonte be wearing tuxedos? Only God knows.
I want to go get like a dinner jacket. I was thinking about this.
A dinner jacket?
Yeah, like they're like tuxedo like tops, like so different color. Maybe something vibrant. I don't know. Maybe a red. Maybe a purple. You know?
go do that. You got the confidence to pull it off?
Is the season nice burgundy?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I'm going to try that out.
I'm going black suit. I don't know, speaking of God,
not sure if you were, you know, paying attention yesterday, but I thought we were going to have an act of God with the tsunami situation. No, it was crazy.
You know, we got
my
the tsunami.
My wife lost her mind. You go.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I got the alert. I didn't think anything of it. I just kept walking.
Did any of you guys feel anything, by the way?
I didn't feel anything.
Okay, my apartment shook for a little bit. My couch did, but they were doing construction, so I figured.
What was the earthquake?
It was in Humboldt, right?
Yes, it was off the coast of Eureka, I believe. Yeah, Humboldt County.
Humboldt County.
What was the exact time?
I think it was around like 11.
Yeah, I must have been walking back to my car. I didn't feel it. Anyway, long story short, I get in the car after getting the alert while I was walking. I just kind of like click dismiss or whatever. And then my wife calls me. She's panicking like crazy. She's like, you need to evacuate. I'm like, evacuate what? Evacuate where? She's like, the babysitter's freaking out. You got to jam home right now. You got to go to high ground. Michelle, we live in San Francisco. Where am I going? She's like, I don't know. We need to leave. I go, okay, so we're going to go east. So I have to get on a bridge if there's a tsunami. Let's play this out, Michelle. She's panicking. She's losing her mind. So I smash home. I flip on KCBS. I'm texting Langford like, yo, what's the updates? I put on KCBS, our sister station, and I'm listening like, I'm Doris in Eureka. Yeah, I felt the earthquake. I'm like, what? Where are the updates, KCBS? And I'm waiting for like the updates. And then we finally get the updates, go one block inland. I'm like, that's it? And so I called Danny. He's a cop. And I go, Danny, have you heard anything? He's like, dude, I'm going down to the Great Highway right now. I'm going to watch. He's like, we're 40 feet above seawater. Like, we're going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Michelle comes home. Her business got evacuated. She came home. And I was like, everybody, we're fine. Everything is fine. Nothing's going to happen. All right? We're okay. Jeez. She got me all riled up for no reason.
Fellas, that's Shasky making a long story short.
Your wife didn't freak out?
No. Nobody did. Because shortly after, it was like, the tsunami warning will be canceled at some point. But let me say this. When I got the alert, I just, tsunami warning.
That's exactly what I said. What?
But, and then I go on Instagram, and there's people at the beach waiting for the tsunami. And they're like, tsunami warning. And there's all these dumbasses sitting there on high ground by the water wanting to see a tsunami. If there's a tsunami warning, why would you stay around the beach? It's so totally insane. So I'm looking at people sitting there. It's like, yeah, we're here for the tsunami warning. Wait, you want to be around to see the tsunami? Like, you're by the beach, dude. Get away from the beach.
Yeah, that's not smart.
It was asinine.
I mean, I'm not God.
Do you have an earthquake kit?
An earthquake kit? No, I don't think I have an earthquake.
You don't have one?
No.
We were talking about this.
Just duck, cover, and roll, right? No, excuse me. That's with a fire. It's duck and cover.
We had the duck and cover, right?
Yeah, you roll around, you know.
Yeah, no, that's with the fire.
Be under a doorway.
Duck, cover, and roll. No, duck and cover. Get in the doorway. Yeah.
You don't have an earthquake kit at home?
No. Oh, with like a flashlight and candles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah.
Right. So I have one in both.
Actual earthquake kit, but you know, just give me a flashlight. And give you some canned food.
First aid, I would highly recommend.
Well, that's what the earthquake kit's for, yeah, exactly. Is you have the flashlight and the food
and
the
water and everything. Actual kit. I just got my flashlight on my phone or a physical flashlight and a candle, and I have plenty of batteries at home. And so, I got like triple. I got like a million AAA batteries, million AA batteries, million C batteries. We're all stocked.
The king gets provided with all this stuff.
No, I don't get provided with it.
When the rescue helicopters come in.
No. There's no rescue helicopters. He's just funny. So you guys got jokes this morning.
Loveman just has to pounce on you.
Well, because I own his ass, because he knows I own him. And he knows
because I keep Bonte honest.
No, it's because I rattle him, so it takes him a week to come up with this material. Molly Souls provides the batteries. I provide my credit card. Molly Souls provides the batteries or Lenardi's. I could go to either or.
Can I give you a suggestion? So on Amazon, right, because I have it up the Russian River in case there's a flood or whatever, and it's very difficult to get electricity up there once the power gets knocked out. They have this thing on Amazon. It's a flashlight thingy that you like crank, and it gives you just hear me out. It gives you power, and it has a USB attachment to it so that you could charge up your phone or whatever. Let's say there ever was a natural disaster, all right, and you did need to have power, you wouldn't necessarily need batteries.
Well, if there's a natural disaster, our cell phone service is going to be down. So we're not going to be able to use
But you might
phone.
Need the cell phone to just get somewhere. You never know what you need. Okay, I'm just saying. There's this little, it's a little flashlight thing.
I've lived in San Francisco long enough to know how to survive during an earthquake.
Okay.
Or when power comes out. Like, right. Power goes out sometimes, whether
all
there's
the
an earthquake or not.
That happens all the time.
You know? So you get your flashlights, you get your candles, you get your canned food, you have your batteries, and you'll be able to survive. It's basic Boy Scout stuff.
So get the earthquake emergency kit, and that's Joe Shasky's one thing.
It's $30. Yeah. You can get it on Amazon. There's a little backpack. It's $30.
There you
go. It's worth it. I have it both houses.
Or just have flashlights and candles and batteries, and you'll be okay.
So an earthquake kit.
You don't need an actual earthquake kit to have a flashlight and batteries and candles and have lights around to not have power or earthquake kit. All you need is a flashlight. You need a flashlight and batteries. You don't need an actual kit.
If the 49ers, you know, packed a kit at the start of the season with things that, you know, like, looking back that they needed, what would be in there? Like a knee for Brandon Ayuk?
Forget the hell. I want to get on the earthquake kit stuff. 405. Also, can openers. Do you have a physical can opener?
Absolutely.
I mean, like, come on.
Absolutely. And I have cans. We actually discussed this. I go into the pantry in spring cleaning every year, and I throw out stuff that I think is going to expire or has expired, and we go reload, and I always have tons of pinto beans in there because you could just eat pinto beans because they're already fully cooked in those cans. You got to have them ready to roll. I know I'm a doomsday whack job prepper. I always have things just in case.
Yeah, I do too. A flashlight and battery. Like, what's the difference? It's power. Have you guys power ever got a... You have a physical earthquake kit?
Yeah.
You have an earthquake kit in your house?
I put one together when I was living at my mom's house, not my place.
But yeah, basically the same thing that
I have. Yeah, water. You got canned food.
Exactly.
Radio.
The basics.
First aid kit.
We have that. Batteries, earthquake kit, Neosporin, all that stuff.
You know, they've got, like, I think in the kit, they've got, bandages, like, rope and gloves, and they've got, like, inflatable
things.
This
sounds like a Christmas present right here. We all might get each other.
I just think it's essential for your home if you have a family.
First aid kit. We have multiple first aid kits because we have a baby, and you need a first aid kit, obviously.
What is going on here?
Like, if you're not stocked and prepared for even having a blackout, then I don't know what the hell you're doing with your family.
Well, that was my original point.
Yeah, I mean, my God.
Getting back to the Niners, you're asking, should they have a first aid kit? Absolutely.
Well, their first aid kit's not
working. Because the amount of injuries that they have. Is there an MRI machine inside of said emergency kit for the San Francisco 49ers?
No, there's not.
Remember last year, we were doing this thought exercise. I love thought exercises. But we were doing it where we were like, hey, would you trade the number one overall pick, basically the token to go get Caleb Williams, straight up for Brock Purdy? And the amount of people that were like, absolutely not. And I think I was one of them as well, because you just never know what a quarterback's going to look like at the next level. I think a lot of people would have done it prior to Trevor Lawrence ever playing a snap of football. A lot of people would have traded a million things for him, right? And he's had a lot of different coaches. I still think he could be a salvageable player, Trevor Lawrence, but we've seen situation matters. And coaching matters, players around you matter, all that talent. And so just because you have all those things doesn't mean you're going to be successful. You asked a question, who am I betting on over the next 3 years? Well, if I know it's Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy, then I'm probably going to go with those two as a combination.
Why you say probably?
Well, because it's really hard to beat coach quarterbacks that are in sync. And I'm going to go, even if I think that
Caleb might... Has Shanahan and Brock been in sync this year, you think?
I think overall their body of work has been, yeah. This year's been a little rocky.
This season.
Yeah, I think it's been rocky. Don't you?
I don't know. I don't know if they've been rocky. I just think the things around them has been rocky. The things around them in terms of personnel groupings and skill position players being in and out of the lineup has been rocky. Shanahan and Purdy together, I don't see them yelling at each other. I see them having a lot of dialogue with each other. Quality, healthy dialogue. I don't know if it's been, I can't say it's
I'm going rocky. On results. I'm not going on, like, things that I'm
the
viewing.
The results have been rocky, sure.
Yeah, I think but the I'm results have been the, up the, and down.
We were talking about the relationship between Shanahan and Purdy. I don't know if that's been, rocky or not.
Like, I look at the situation with Caleb, and if you're asking, like, next week, like, who's coaching him? I think that matters. Like, clearly we just talked to a guy from Chicago, and you know, the number one issue in Chicago was Matt Eberflus, mm-hmm. who I had doubts with all offseason, and I thought that they made a horrific mistake not being in on Jim Harbaugh. And I don't know that Jim Harbaugh is going to solve everything that's going on with the Bears, but he's done some pretty nice things with Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and I had a lot of questions about the infrastructure in LA for the Chargers.
888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number. According to the New York Times, the Niners have a 79% chance of making the playoffs if they win all five remaining games. Yeah, duh. They kind of control their own destiny, which is crazy. So your season could end on Sunday against the Bears with a loss. When it comes to Caleb and the Bears and who they hire, it's going to be very interesting because Caleb has come on here. Again, his numbers the last 3 weeks, he's averaging 275 yards a game over three divisional opponents in Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, three of the best teams in the NFC. Obviously, Philadelphia is in that conversation as well. But if you ask me to bet on a guy just on pure talent, arm strength, improv, natural scrambling ability, I think a lot of people would take Caleb just on just the raw talent alone. It's not a knock on Brock Purdy. Look at the arm. Look at some of the throws he makes. You know, he had that throw to DeAndre Swift down the sideline where he just lobs it. It's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Or now I think that was against Minnesota. It's like, who does that? He just dropped it right in the bucket. So,
Well, he's an unbelievable talent. There's a reason why he was the number one overall pick.
Right.
And the guy picked right after him has as much talent as anyone in the league right now in Jaden Daniels, right? Like, he's impressed a lot, and Caleb went ahead of that guy. So, you know, he's a really good player, but that organization, it's like you're shorting certain organizations in sports. Yep. Like, if you play for the Hawks, it's hard for me to like buy in on you. You know what I mean? And because their body of work has been really bad for so long, and you know, like the White Sox currently, like that's an organization you play for. It's like it's really hard for me to bet on you. And so like until the Bears turn things around, I kind of feel like I'm got. No other choice but to look at the track record of what Purdy and Shanahan have done together and give them the clear-cut edge as of now.
888-957-9570. Shameless shout-outs coming up in 13 minutes. Or excuse me, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Shameless shout-outs. 15 minutes here as the Niners get ready for the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Cousin Nick Friedell is going to join us at 9:20 to talk about the Warriors and the Chicago Bears. Whenever I see Nick Friedell, I can't believe how disrespectful. That bonus championship thing really bothers me. Whatever Nick Friedell's stock has gone down in my book because of that bonus championship chatter. I started to think about all the whether Denver Broncos Super Bowl 50 win, was that a bonus championship for Peyton Manning? No, it was a damn championship, right? There ain't no bonus championships.
Well, was there one in Denver with that crew, so it was a little different.
Yeah, but the bonus championship. It's just, was Michael Jordan's last championship the bonus championship?
The Spurs won with Magic. Kawhi was.
Right. No, but they were the best team all year.
Yeah,
that year. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't a bonus championship. That was, they were lighting teams up. Was Magic Johnson's fifth championship against the Pistons in seven, in game seven, a bonus championship?
This conversation is hurting my soul.
No, it was a championship.
But they went right back to the finals and lost to the Bulls.
You know, it was back-to-back. So, come on, man. These bonus championships, you know, it's crazy. And actually, they lost to the Pistons, then they didn't go to the finals, and then they went back to the finals and lost to the Bulls. But that's when I just say.
But why do you so offended about it? They didn't make the playoffs in 2020. They got knocked out in 2021. Yeah,
just,
2022, they win it all.
So disrespectful.
2023, they.
It's so disrespectful to say, oh, that's the bonus championship. Like, big. Here's the sympathy. Like, was Cleveland's 2016 NBA championship, was that the sympathy championship for the city of Cleveland?
That was their loan. Who doesn't love a bonus, though? I love a bonus.
Yeah,
I love
Christmas time.
Like the bonus fry.
But it was
right?
Bad.
Yeah. So you're in the bag and you go to McDonald's and you pull out all the french fries and all of a sudden there's a couple of bonus fries.
Or there's a curly fry that you didn't expect to be in there. Clutch.
Was Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers championship the bonus championship?
Yeah, it was the icing on the cake.
Oh, stop it. Was Tom Brady's 13-3 win over the LA Rams and Belichick, was that his bonus championship? Like,
you know, the game of Yahtzee, you want to get the bonus.
You know why Nick Friedell said that? And I'm gonna tell him this too today, because especially today, because Andrew Wiggins is balling again, because he was so down on Andrew Wiggins that David Fizdale had to put Friedell in his place on NBA Today on ESPN. You don't think Andrew Wiggins is going to fit? Fizdale had to put him in his place. So Nick Friedell had to wear egg on his face over and over and over again, and that's why he called it the bonus slash checkbook championship, because of the disrespect of Andrew Wiggins, and he had to wear it in 2022.
In fairness, he didn't say the checkbook one. That was Winhorst.
This conversation is hurting my soul.
You see the theme here? They're all disrespectful. You see the theme?
It's the world against the Warriors, Bonte. We get it.
It was the world against the Warriors. It was the world against the Warriors. It was. Is Boucher Texas World Series the bonus we win? It's Bochy. Oh, the Bochy. Bochy. He spelled Bochy Boucher. You see the way it's spelled?
No, I don't.
Spelled
Bochy,
B-O-U-C-H-E-Y. Was bonus? Yeah, that's a great one. Was Bochy's championship with the Texas Rangers his bonus championship? Like, come on. I've never heard of anything like that. It's crazy.
I don't know why it upsets you.
It doesn't upset me. It bothers me. It just bothers me. It's not upsetting. I'm not like going to go out here and throw
it
a remote control.
It doesn't upset me, but it just bothers me.
It just bothers me a little bit. I'm not upsetting. It bothers me a little bit. It's like, wow, you could be so disrespectful to an organization by calling it like that. Calling it a bonus championship. That's all. That's what I think of Cousin Nick now. Cause you let him just roll, and you're the turkey in his show, man. He's just turco on everything with the Bay Area when Cousin Nick gets on the show. Anyway, shameless shout out to 12 minutes. I'm gonna put him in his place, man. It's been bothering me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, not upsetting, just bothering, kind of like annoying. You know, not upsetting,
like me,
just annoying. You can't be.
Jonathan Kuminga, huh?
Jonathan Kuminga.
It's personal now!
Does anybody, like, you know what's crazy? The Niners are losing, Shasky, and we're in the middle of football season, and everybody's just checked out of the 49ers.
I'm going to tell you why. Because we're emotionally drained by the Niners. And it's not that we don't love them. We clearly love them. But it's been a draining, you know, 8, 9, 10 months. It just has. Like, since the Super Bowl loss, the way that thing went down, a couple weeks later, you get all the NFL Films audio. You know, just the rules, the listening to the Chiefs talk about how foolish we were to take the ball first. And, you know, it's like twisting the knife. And then you have the whole Ayuk saga. You got the CMC saga. You've got Trent Williams. You've got some horrific, some horrific things that have happened to some families that are associated with the team. You've got stuff going on that are out of the control. You got the Ricky Pearsall situation. You've got Debo, you know, doing podcasts that are upsetting people, and then he's not performing, and he's not talking to the media, and then you have a certain segment of fans that are upset about that. You know, not a lot has gone right, and so I think there was so much expectations and so much optimism and so much hope. There's only so much of knocking on the door and having the door slammed on your face a fan base can take before they're just mentally drained. You know, there's things that happen, you know, in my life that where I've like, I felt like I need a break. Like I'm about to have like a mental breakdown on certain things. And I feel like kind of that's where, and it's sports, it's not real life, but I feel like that's where I think psychologically a lot of Niner fans are like, we still love this team and we want them to still win and all that stuff. But simultaneously, we are exhausted. This team is exhausted. And we put a lot of our emotional investment into them being the team that could get us over the top right now. And it's not going to happen. And that's demoralizing.
Yeah, it's been like that all season. It's really surprising that mentally a lot of people couldn't pick themselves up off the mat from that Super Bowl loss. And it's the energy with the fan, like, forget the team for a second. The fan base, and I've been kind of bringing this up all season long, like, I'm like, man, the energy's just been off at the games, the lack of noise. Just the anticipation of a football game, the tailgates. I guess the tailgates have been fun. I've been walking through them, and they've still been hitting them. But not on the level that they did last season or the season before. It's just been shocking to me. Like, we're at the point where people are asking Shanahan. Think about this. We're at the point of the season where they're 5-7, and maybe they don't go to the playoffs. Maybe they make a run. Who the hell knows? Only God knows, according to Shanahan. But he's being asked.
Oh, my God.
He's being asked questions of why he answers questions the way he does.
Wait, what?
Yes, this is crazy.
Wait, he's being asked a question about why he answers certain questions the way that he does.
Exactly.
Wow, who asked that?
I don't know. That's just how I am. I answer questions. I'm not a good, I don't make stuff up. So I try to answer your guys' questions, especially if it's not a stupid question. Sometimes I struggle with ones that I don't understand. Forgive me if I think they're stupid, they might not be. I just don't understand them all, but that's how I do press conferences. I answer the questions. So I always try to do that without hurting our own team. And that's really about as simple as I keep it. But no, I don't take losing well. But I'm not showing you guys how I deal with my life in these 8 great minutes.
I want to know who asked that question, because that's at the point of the season we're at where we got the head coach answering questions on why he answers questions the way he does.
It's so strange. The only way you could follow that up with more twisting of the knife, Bonte, is if you went in there and asked him a question about the stadium.
I mean, I'm not God.
You know, it's losing's hard. It's hard for everyone, and you know, there's a way, obviously, to deal with losing, and everyone wants you to be sportsmanlike and classy and blah, blah, but it wears on you, right? Especially when you have tremendous expectations, and coaches know how good their team is, or at least they think they have a feel for how good their team is. Are you surprised at times? Sure. Absolutely, you get surprised. I think Ron Adams talked about that with that 2022 thing. Like, we were a little early. We actually thought it was going to be the next year that we were going to win it all, and so you do get surprised, but I think this year, I think he really thought genuinely he had a really good team. And I think we all thought that they had a really good team. And they really haven't played like it. And then the unfortunate fact of all the injuries and everything, now you are a different team. Yeah. You're a roster that's just not that great right now, considering all of the absences. And I don't know, man.
925, Butcher Boy hit the nail on the head. Die hard Niner fan, but I am exhausted and tuned out for my own mental health. I'm like, damn. It feels like the Niner fan base is, by the way, line them up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout outs. I want to get to it here because there's a lot to shout out. Shout out to SI. Shout out to De La Salle. I want you guys to win a state championship, man. Lincoln High School, or excuse me, Balboa High School. Who won Turkey Day? Shout out to Balboa. Sorry, Coach Ferrigno. Lincoln comes up short this Turkey Day. Balboa with the best team in the AAA this year. They're going to be playing for a state championship in a couple weeks, so shout out to them as well. But just the emotional exhaustion. Like, there's been some good games this year. There's been some good quarterbacks coming into town. Like, I want to see how Garrido ends the season. I want to see if Malik Mustafa can be that strong safety for the 49ers in the future. There's a lot to play for here for these players. And I think there's a lot for the fan base to check out to see what are they missing going into next season if they don't make the playoffs. How can you reinvent yourself if you're Kyle Shanahan? Watching Steve Kirk kind of like, hey, you know what? We got Jonathan Kuminga here. Maybe this is a new wrinkle I can use late in the games. What's Shanahan going to do to kind of evolve himself here? That's why I think these last 5 games are important. Whether they win or lose, we don't know. But they are very important football games for the psyche of the fan base, for the psyche of those players, and who can come in 2025 and contribute at a high level to the 49ers. So I am a little stunned, though, at how exhausted the fan base has been this season.
I'm not. These losses wear on you, man. They do. And I think when you lose in dramatic fashion the way that they have the last couple of years, it's taxing. I think it's really taxing for the soul. And you start questioning everything. And it's very frustrating. And simultaneously, when you see one team, the Chiefs, just be able to pull it off, it feels like every single week, like they're pulling a rabbit out of their hat. It's tough to accept. I think it's really hard to accept. You know, like, I feel like the Niners right now are in a zone similar to the pre-World Series Giants, where it feels like they're just destined to be bridesmaids. And they can't get out of their own way. And I'm not saying they're cursed. I don't necessarily believe in curses. But it does feel like they're their own worst enemy. And then things happen that are out of their control. And when the ball starts rolling downhill against them, they can't get up off the mat.
It's been a lost year, man. It's been a lost year. There's no doubt about it. But does anybody have any emotion for this game on Sunday? Does anybody care if they lose? Like, that's my thing. Maybe there's a lot of Niner fans who just want them to lose to get a higher draft pick.
I want Brock to play well. I don't really want him playing, like, lackluster these last couple of games going into the offseason. Like, number one, is he healthy, right? That's number one. Number two, like, play well. I want him to play well. Like, show some pride on the way out the door. Do I love draft position? Yes. Do I want a better draft pick? Yeah, I do. But at the same time, I think you still battle for a playoff spot. Show some pride. There is something to be said for the Mike Tomlin, I've never had an under 500 record. Yep. Like, there is something to be said there. Not losing the locker room and guys playing hard. I thought they played hard in this last game. I just didn't think they played well enough. Yeah. So I want to see the team continue to play hard. One of my favorite wins of the Shanahan era is going to be one that no one remembers. Nick Mullins in the rain, overtime at Levi's against the Seahawks, 2018. And people lost their minds that they would sacrifice draft position for winning that game. And I'll never forget feeling the crowd as we were leaving Levi Stadium in the rain and finally beating Russell Wilson. And there was something to be said for that group of guys fighting and battling to the end. And it worked out that they still got the number two pick and they nailed it and they got Nick Bosa and it all worked out. But that was one of my favorite wins no one will ever talk about. And that was in a lost season where nothing was going well. Your quarterback got hurt and you finally beat a division rival. You didn't lose faith from the locker room. I know that sounds obscure, but like,
no,
I think there's something to be said.
I remember
there.
Covering the game and I remember talking about getting a win for the culture because the previous four seasons, all they did was a bunch of losing. And that year, coming off of the first year, Kyle Shanahan, where they did win five in a row down the stretch, you're like, oh my gosh, there's some hope. And this is where Shanahan, nobody ever brings this up, too. That Seattle game, you're right. I remember being at that game and wanting that win because of all the things you said. Plus, I thought it was going to be a good springboard for the offseason for guys like DeForest Buckner and Eric Armstead said, all right, we got something here. We just had some injuries here. Let's regroup. Let's get a number two overall pick. Let's bring in Nick Bosa and let's make a run. And they made a run in 2019 that ended in Miami in the Super Bowl. But I also thought Shanahan, his first year, think about what he did. All right, they start off 0-9. They make the trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. They beat, who did they beat on Monday? They beat the New York Giants to get their first win of the season. Marquise Goodwin had that long touchdown on a very emotional day. And then Jimmy comes in, and they win five in a row. And what Shanahan was able to do, Shanahan and Lynch, for that matter, was by year two of their regime, they were selling hope. We were hopeful that, boy, times are going to be changing around here. Boy, hope that the Niners are going to be good sooner rather than later. Hope that, you know what, we can sneak into the playoffs with this quarterback number 10, Jimmy Garoppolo, who's the highest paid quarterback at the time. Hope. And obviously Jimmy gets hurt in week three, but the fact that they were able to sell hope by year two, I think gets lost in the shuffle as well as that Seattle game. And that Seattle game, that win that year in the rain was a reminder of saying, you know what, you got the right coach, you have the right GM, now can you just stay healthy? And they've been able to stay healthy for the most part for the last 5 years. This year they haven't. A lot of things off the field happening with this team. A lot of things on the field happening with this team. And it's just a lost year. There's no doubt about it. But do I have faith that Shanahan and Purdy, with them at the helm, leading the charge, can get back to the mountaintop or at least compete for a spot in the mountaintop? Absolutely, I do believe they can do that with a quick turnaround in the offseason. So a lot of things have to happen here. A lot of movement with players and cap maneuvering. But Shanahan and Purdy, the Niners have the right people at the top. They do. I know there's been a lot of talk about firing Shanahan, but they have the right people there at the top. And so that's why I'm not mentally exhausted. That's why I'm thinking about myself, boy, I'm a little more optimistic today about the 49ers, even though they're 5-7, because I know they have some really good parts moving forward.
It just sucks to see the Detroit Lions, you know, win a game like they did last night and just see the division, you know, the way it is right now. Because it's not like Seattle's a juggernaut. It's not like Arizona's a juggernaut. Like, we're this bad. We're the worst team in the division. The byproduct is, though, next year we'll get a last place schedule. So that it's not the worst thing in the world. But it's a tough one because it'd be one thing if Detroit was in your division and Minnesota was in your division. And it's like, hey, you know, those teams are just, they're just better than you right now. But like, God, Seattle's not that good.
No,
like,
Seattle's
it's year
not
one of that coach.
Yeah, but Seattle's not better than you. You know, I don't believe the Rams are better than the Niners. I don't believe the Cardinals are better than the Niners. Niners blew these games. Now, they want them, and the record is what the record is. But I think the Niners can reclaim this division with a quick offseason, just reinvent themselves, evolve a little bit, and I think the fan base will be back home. Maybe the fan base needs a down year. Just kind of take a break, watch the playoffs, have a longer offseason, and get that hope again for having a top 10 pick. But then again, I see a lot of things where, oh, man, this team can't draft in the first round. They've had some really good drafts. I get it.
Well,
all right, 888-95, go ahead.
Just a random thought, just something to bookmark for later. Now that there is this whole scenario of, you know, the plausible trade of Kyle Shanahan, never fire him. If you are done with him, get a draft pick.
Yeah, draft pick.
I don't want to, but I'm just saying, now that that's even floated out there, if you have a coach that's desired by anyone, don't ever fire him. Trade him.
It's, you know what's wild, as we get to Shanley shout-outs in just a second, is that other fan bases are like, we'll take Kyle Shanahan in a heartbeat. And this fan base is like, yeah, you can have him for the most part. from what I've heard this season. Now, I think there's a lot of people who don't call and text or don't spend their time online. They're like, now we have the right coach in Kyle Shanahan. But there's a lot. That noise is getting louder and louder about Kyle Shanahan moving on here to the point where he's getting questions about the way he answers questions, which is wild to me.
I mean, we're all spoiled to a degree, especially Niner fans. Like
spoiled off of what? We haven't won anything.
We think that Super Bowls are birthright.
Yeah, well, I haven't won a Super Bowl since 1994.
I agree with you. I'm saying there's this entitlement that they think that they're owed a Super Bowl.
Especially for the under 30 crowd, which has never seen a Super Bowl win.
Maybe they're just more hungry.
You said entitled. Maybe they're hungry, entitled. I don't know why they'd be entitled. Anyway, I'm entitled to get to shameless shout-outs here on a Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a shameless, horrible human being.
Your chance to shamelessly shout-out whoever or whatever you want.
I need to shout-out somebody. I forget their names.
Yeah, my God.
They would know who I am if they're listening.
It's time for shameless shout-outs on The Morning Roast.
You make me wanna shout. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout outs, shameless shout outs, shameless shout outs. Line them up. 888-957-9570. Shout out to whoever you want to shout out. Your local liquor store, your local grocery store. You want to shout out your dog, your cat, your car, your gas station. I need to go get some gas. I got 3 miles left in the car. Hopefully I can make it to the gas station. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shameless shout outs. What you got, Shasky?
Man. You're in trouble there, buddy. I'm shamelessly shouting out my goddaughter, Lake LaRocca. Happy birthday. We're going to have a nice birthday party for her this weekend. And her sister, Vale. Her birthday's right after. So shout out to the LaRocca girls.
I like that. I'm looking here on the Comcast Business Text Line. Shout out to my girlfriend. She just got her master's degree and is a special ed teacher. That's awesome. Awesome stuff. Always have respect for the teachers of special ed. Shout out to my girl for delivering a healthy baby boy. Leanne and me, I love that. I love you. Loving fatherhood. Fatherhood is awesome. Spadoni, what do you have here on the Shameless Shout Out Friday?
I'm going to shout out Brock Bowers, rookie tight end for Las Vegas Raiders. He's also the offensive rookie of the month in the NFL. And I think he should win it this year. I know it's a quarterback award almost always, so it's probably going to be Jaden Daniels. It's probably going to be Bo Nix. But Brock Bowers might be the best player at his position as a rookie, which is insane.
Love man, what do you got there as you lean back in the seat?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out to, you know what? I'm going to shout-out Waymo. Guys, I took my first Waymo a couple weeks ago. Not gonna lie, a very, very smooth and enjoyable ride. 10/10 would recommend. Very enjoyable experience.
There it is.
A self-driving car. Very fun to ride in. Who'd have thought?
You do love silence.
It is actually kind of weird because, like, the way the car drives, you do think there's a driver there. And then you look and, like, no, there's no one there. It was me and my girlfriend were in the car, so it wasn't completely silent. But, yeah, no, it was weird but cool. I liked it.
It's 925. Shout out Earthquake Hits. Shout out Earthquake Hits. For Scarborough, CL Shaver, shout out. I'm heading to Denver this morning as my grandson is in the Division 5 state championship. They're playing for Legend High School. They're playing at Colorado State University tomorrow. Met up with his son, Nick. What up, Nick? They're in the suite. Oh, he dropped in, and we are in the suite.
Wow.
Life is good.
Wow, really?
Ray lives a good life, if you didn't know. He lives a good life. Skyline Boys JV Basketball hosting the tournament at home today or tomorrow. I'm going to shout out. Who am I going to shout out today? I'm going to shout out. Had a special shout out.
Nick Friedell?
Nah, I'm not going to shout out Nick Friedell. I'm gonna shout out all the parents that have to go through the Christmas shopping. Christmas shopping is super stressful. It is stressful as hell. You're trying to figure out who deserves a gift, who you're gonna give a gift to, how much you're gonna budget, and Christmas comes fast. Like the month of December just speeds through, right? Shout out to all the folks who have to go out there and do some Christmas shopping, especially if you have big families. Some people get left out. You know, it's just tough.
It's a good point, Bonte, and we should, all three of us here, and Sam eventually, I'm sure, but all three of us with children under five or five or under, we should enjoy this now, because I have a feeling once they hit 9, 10, 11, 12, the consoles, the phones, the prices are just going to go up. I could get Benny like a $50 Hot Wheels toy right now, and that's fine for the entire Christmas, but I'm dreading the teenage years of having some of these purchases come up.
my little guy got so many gifts and people were so generous, and he loved playing with the actual tissue or whatever that was in the actual bag more than most of the gifts.
Oh, shout out to the Valkyries expansion draft today. Bring Haley Jones back home. Atlanta Dream. Cool. Expansion draft today at 3:30 p.m. You saw the Valkyries jerseys yesterday. Draymond Green was rocking one on the sideline. Shout out to my daughter's soccer club for winning the championship. Birdie Game Soccer Club 2016 Pink Team. Go Nayeli. Shout out to my photo booth company, GG360 Events. Follows on IG.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. We're going to have a 360 camera at the Doobie Awards down at Laughing Monk Brewing. Oh, we got the red carpet coming out. We got trophies. We've got free food.
We got stuff to make signs. If you want to make a sign in the crowd, like it's a college game day, you can do that too.
There you go. We got it all for the deal view. I'm telling you, you want to be down there December 20th. So shout out Laughing Monk Brewing for taking a chance on us for the Doobie Awards, December 20th. That's a Friday, December 20th, from 6 to 10 a.m. Get their early food and drink provided. And go to 9570 Game for more details. And the RSVP right now as we celebrate the show, the listeners, and the year that was here in 2024.
All right, shout out the 6th grade St. Brendan Bears team last night that was down 20-4 when I walked into the gym getting ready for my game at Salesian. They were losing to Salesian, coached by John Antonini. I saw one of the greatest comebacks in CYO history last night. Mm-hmm. Not only did they tie the game and go into overtime, they won going away. Young Cole making plays, John's kid making plays, Pat Bell's kid making plays. Plays were made all over the place. Little Emmett Eggert was making plays. Incredible, valiant effort from Salesian, falling short, squandering a big lead. St. Brendan's Bears, what a win on the road.
Big win. 650, shout out my small business, PB&J. Off the Grill out of Redwood City. Shout you guys out. Got to try that. I got to get down to Redwood City. Shout out to my daughter, Riley Rose, Just Because. That's from the 925. We got more shout outs to Earthquake Hits. More shout outs there. Shout out to my wife, Sharon. Happy 58th birthday. Aww, you're the light of my life. Wow.
That's beautiful.
Wow, that is beautiful. That is really, really beautiful. Mo and San Ramon wants to shout out the Pinto Beans. I wonder why he wants to shout out Pinto Beans.
Because I said that I have in cans. I didn't have beans.
And they're delicious.
Yeah.
I'm missing this one.
Just imagine, like, after an earthquake, like, Shasky's family just sitting around eating a bunch of pinto beans.
It's a very sustainable, like, so, it, like,
being gassy alone,
you can actually, like, live because it's got so much nutrients.
Shout out to Kenyatta College. Men's soccer in the state semifinals.
Really?
This weekend. They're in Sacramento. Go Colts. The Kenyatta Colts. And shout out to myself for thinking I'm prepared for a natural disaster. That's from the 510. The more you talk, the more you show he's not ready. I got street survival skills, homie. I'll be all right. My family will be okay.
I think part of the natural disaster portion is that we realize that we're not
fully prepared for a lot
of different things.
Just got to avoid being injured, that's all.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
925, I want to shout out Jonathan Kuminga for keeping the haters quiet for another day. It is interesting. Pods, Kuminga. Pods is really a solid 4 games. He had a bad stretch against the Denver Nuggets, and Steve Kerr called him out. Pods played well yesterday. I don't hear anything about Pods this morning. I don't hear anything about JK this morning. 888-957-9570. How good did that win feel last night as the Warriors snapped their 5-game losing streak? I'm going to get back into the Dubs at the top of the hour. But the injury report, and the Warriors got good news before they went out and beat the Rockets last night at Chase Center. Draymond Green's calf injury is not as serious as initially feared. His MRI on the calf came up negative, which means there is no serious damage. His status for the Warriors game tonight against the T-Wolves is up in the air, but it does appear that Draymond is trending in the right direction, and his absence will not be that long, and the House of Prime Rib dinner could still fall on Shasky's credit card. Oh, Mr. Three Houses himself may have to pay for a meal for the crew.
And not just pinto beans.
Not just pinto beans. That cream spinach. Ooh, I need some
and I was
that
worried.
Salad. Oh, prior to how House of Prime Rib so long. Oh, my gosh. I can taste it.
What is going on here?
I can smell it, Shasky.
Stop! Stop!
No, I'm not going to stop.
Stop!
No, I'm getting hungry. I'm not going to stop, Fitz. Can't stop, won't stop.
Don't bring that guy up into this.
Injury report brought to you.
I'll deny you bail too.
Boxer Garrison, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises or calls on the Warriors, man. Kuminga. Did we learn something yesterday with Jonathan Kuminga? And if we did learn something, what did we learn? I want to hear from you, roasters. 888-957-9570 is the number. More coming up on the roast.